Grab a needle and thread and sew your sides back together.
Funny?
Horrific.
It's Every Billy's Joke from this week.
You ready, Jim?
Yes, please.
A truck carrying Worcestershire sauce crashes, Jim. Did you understand that?
No.
A truck carrying Worcestershire sauce. No.
Go again.
A truck carrying Worcestershire sauce crashes. That's hard to say that.
Not really.
Policeman gets on his walkie-talkie and the dispatcher says, "What's the situation?" The policeman says, "Well, it's hard to say."
Oh, my God.
It is.
Only for you.
The sauce bit got me today. So that's not bad, Rapes. Let's hear
Bill,
it.
A truck carrying Worcestershire sauce is not hard to say.
Crashes. Wah, hear this, Jim? Hear it? Look at him. Unhappy.
I have nothing to do with either of you two for this reason, because you collude and you tip into his shit. That's not even in the ballpark of funny.
It's actually very,
Worcestershire
very
sauce
good.
Is not hard to say.
Worcestershire sauce. Crash for you. I just made this one up, Jim, so let's hear how it goes.
Oh, my goodness.
What do tennis star Djokovic and a broken vacuum cleaner have in common, Jim?
Look at his head. What?
No vac.
No, that's...
That's not bad.
That's...
No vac. Broken vacuum cleaner, Jim, and Djokovic.
Yeah.
Not bad.
So do you understand the no vac bit?
Yeah, no vac.
Yeah.
That's his name.
But it's also a play on the fact that he wasn't vaccinated when he came to the Australian Open.
But also the vacuum cleaner doesn't work. Not bad, Bill. Yeah. Oh, Rabs.
You were optionless, Rabs.
I know.
See, I know you got to do it once every week.
Yeah, yeah?
Yeah, just to keep fools there, Dabby.
Where'd you get the joke from?
Yeah. I made it up.
Bill, that was ox.
Bully, bully. I thought it was all right. I thought bully, it was clever.
Harold's done.
Well delivered.
Because we had to Woolly yesterday.
Yeah, I see that. I heard that.
And it was under par.
It wasn't great.
Yeah.
But
this
good
one?
Players have good days and a couple of bad ones, Jim. Just throw them in.
He hasn't had the best of
That's
days.
True. Yeah. what does Batman's parents say when dinner is ready, Jim?
Oh, no.
Dinner, Batman.
Probably should have been what do Batman's parents say.
Anyway.
Not even Woolly worthy.
I ordered some Chinese from my local Chinese shop, Jim, okay?
Yes.
I'm not going to say where it is.
Good.
I went to pick it up, and as I was driving home, I heard the bags rustling and moving.
Moving.
I thought, what on earth is that? Has something gotten into the bag? I thought I could see a little pair of eyes peering out, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving, so I pulled over, I leant forward, picked up the bag, put it on the passenger seat, and there it was again, more rustling and these little eyes looking out behind the ginger beef. Oh, I like ginger beef, Jim, I like ginger beef. I thought, it's got to be a rat or a mouse or something, so I carefully pulled the bag down, and there it was, Jim, a Peking duck.
Rats.
Oh, no.
See, there's only one thing worse than a really bad joke, and that's two, and the second one being long. Look, he's walked out. He's off. He doesn't want to hear Woolly.
He's moving out of the studio.
He knows he's competent. Look at him. Oh. Yes! Oh. There's a couple of minutes
moveling.
We'll never get back.
Oh,
moveling.
He's only got two to go in these studios.
Oh, my God.
Do you know who Adele is, Jim?
Yes.
Yeah. World famous singer.
That is it.
Righto.
Yeah. Rolling in the deep and all the rest of it.
What's she doing? I don't know about that,
seriously.
Jim. I don't know if you have to go and tell us all that, rolling in the deep. Well,
there's something wrong. I can't do too much more of this.
Why did Adele cross the road, Jim?
Oh, why?
To say, hello from the other side. Good, but I haven't finished yet.
I haven't yet. I hope you haven't.
Jim, I went down to the paint shop the other day to buy some thinner. Guess what?
What?
It doesn't work.
Oh, my God. So
I'm still fat.
We get the joke.
No, I don't think you got it. I don't think you got it. Old fool's heads. It's about. See, Rabs gets it. Now, Rabs, if you don't play this song, I'm going to punch you in the fat cheek. Yeah, sucked in, Jimmy.
Well, there are two jokes for a start. How did the Adele one go?
Good.
Oh, good.
And Peking duck was good last night. And then it did. I'm going to have a chat to you.
The delivery was terrible.
Cool. Heard the delivery of all of them. We could have got a sponsor. Billy, won't you tell now? We haven't even got a sponsor. Because you're not funny, man. Grow up. Those sales people do out there. Any chance you could find a sponsor?
You just talked over the entire intro.
Well, it's a shit intro.
Right, here we go. Here we go. Final word said
did that intro.
Out of
no,
this
he didn't.
Who
studio.
Did that, Dan?
I actually don't know.
No, it's a shit intro. Anyway, hang on, Jim. My phone's stuffed up. Here we go. Righto. This is way back, by the way, and it's a Fruity Friday, and we apologise. And if we've missed you, we'll come around and get you at some stage.
Apologising before we've even told the joke.
So this is back in the day, in the good old days, Jim. And three men were captured by female savages, Jim.
So a long way back.
And you reckon we're going. And we're told that they're...
dicks.
Right.
...would be removed in a manner appropriate to their jobs.
Right.
Okay. The first one was a lumberjack, Jim. Bang! Chopped off straight away. Bang.
Ooh.
Hurt. Poor bastard. Bled to death. No good. Second bloke, he was a butcher, Jim.
Yes.
So he got his sliced off. Bang.
Right.
Bled to death. The third bloke, he was just laughing. Big smile on his face, Jim. He was laughing and laughing. The females, the savages turned around. They said, "What? Why are you laughing? What's so funny?" He goes, "Well, I work for Dyson."
Oh, no. Silence. That's apologetic applause.
Hang on, Jim.
Oh, no. You need to explain who Dyson are.
No, well, I think we all know what Dyson do.
What do they do?
They're vacuum.
They also do hand dryers and stuff.
No. Well, we know what Dyson. We don't have to explain it, Jim.
Oh,
but
my God.
Not bad. I'm just looking around here.
Again,
yes, nod. Yes, yes.
Again, Rich is looking down and thinking, wow.
Hose likes it. That's all right.
What was that? Yeah, on the back of Neil Diamond, Lucy? The joke was real.
Oh, cool. Lucy doesn't.
Oh, no. Oh, rabbits.
Yes, rabbits.
Oh,
there we are.
Come
last
on.
Song.
Oh.
We apologise for this break-in transmission. Billy Brownless has broken it with that appalling joke. Triple M will no longer be broadcasting from this studio as a result. Triple M's Rush Hour will return July 11 from brand new, untainted studios.
Oh, what a pity. Never call us again, please.
For even more of Billy's jokes
and everything else from Triple M's Rush Hour,
download the Listener app now.